Suspected terrorists and felons can still obtain U.S. passports with relative ease despite efforts to close loopholes since 9/11. That's according to a new report by the Government Accountability Office. It found that many names on government watch lists are not included in a State Department database used to screen passport applicants. NPR's Pam Fessler has that story.
Almost 9 million U.S. passports are issued each year, but only after State Department examiners check applicants' names against a database of those who, for one reason or another, might not be eligible. GAO official Jess Ford told the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee that investigators found a serious flaw in that system.
Specifically, the State Department does not currently receive information on U.S. citizens listed in the Terrorist Screening Center database. Nor does the State Department routinely obtain information from the FBI on the names of individuals wanted on both federal and state law enforcement authority warrants.
And that means those individuals could obtain passports, allowing them to travel freely into and out of the country. The GAO tested the names of 67 federal and state fugitives and found that the State Department database contained fewer than half those names, including one on the FBI's 10 most wanted list. Ford pointed to a large wanted poster standing behind him.
You will note that Donald Eugene Webb is a dangerous individual. He is wanted for brutal beating and murder of a police chief in Pennsylvania, and the FBI is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to his capture.
Ford also said there was an actual case of a man who obtained a passport 17 months after the FBI listed him as a fugitive in an $11 million fraud case. Lawmakers who requested the GAO study were clearly disturbed. Committee Chairman Susan Collins noted that a lack of information sharing among federal agencies has repeatedly been identified as a major security threat. She repeated the findings of the bipartisan 9/11 Commission that for terrorists, travel documents can be as important as weapons.
Surely we ought to be able to come up with a system that allows us to stop issuing passports to fugitives wanted for serious crimes and to terrorists.
Investigators also talked about another problem. They said individuals can obtain passports by using phony identification. Michael Johnson is former special agent in charge of passport security at the State Department's Miami field office. He said it would be relatively easy today for a terrorist to obtain a U.S. passport.
You can go anywhere in the United States, any city, and you're probably going to find someone on a street corner that is selling birth certificates, social security cards, documents that can be used to obtain a driver's license and apply for a U.S. passport ultimately.
But Frank Moss, who oversees passport operations at the State Department, defended the program. He said many new security measures have been put in place to prevent fraud and that his agency is continually improving information sharing with other agencies.
I think we have a good system right now. Can it get better? Yes. But let me assure you, if any agency has a concern about an individual, they can tell us right now. They know how to get in touch with us. We will put that person in the lookout system and prevent passport issuance to them until we resolve that problem.
He said the department's working with the FBI to gain more access to its fugitive files, and he announced that his agency has signed an information sharing agreement with the Terrorist Screening Center, which coordinates all the government's watch lists. That led Senator Collins to note that Moss's written testimony said the two agencies were about to sign an agreement.
Could I ask when it was signed?
It was signed last evening by the two agencies.
See, sometimes oversight hearings do have the desired result.
She said the committee will monitor how well the agreement works. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.